Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Happy Little Puppy. This file will take you into that wonderful mind space where you are an innocent little puppy with no care in the world and all attention focused on the owner. Now, of course, to get into that mindset, we might need to do a little bit of effort. There are all kinds of basic ways to put you in a trance, but some of them, while fun, are not really fitting for the situation. So I want you to close your eyes and really fire up your imagination. I'd like you to imagine that you are a playful, happy little puppy. Now, happy little puppies don't really think about the world. So keep your eyes closed for the moment and just listen. See, we're going to play a little game. Just a little game of fetch. I'm going to count down all the way from 10 to 1, and every time I count, I'm going to throw a ball far, far away. Every count, the ball will go a little bit further, and every time you'll have to fetch a little bit further. And you'll find that every time you fetch the ball deep inside your mind, you return a little bit more happy, a little bit more puppy. So do you think you're up to it? Do you want to play a game of fetch? Do you? Are you sure? All right. 10. Feel me throw the ball far away for you. It's a nice throw and you run after it deep inside your mind, going further and further, deeper and deeper, and then grabbing the ball and going all the way back to me and giving back the ball. 9. Oh yes, I throw even further. You have to go so far this time to get the ball, but it's fun, it's so good. And you have the ball in no time at all, so you go back, all the way back to me, listening, waiting in front of me as I take the ball, and 8, I throw it. Maybe I wasn't even trying before because the ball seems to go much further this time. But you went off before the ball even landed. You can see it soaring through the air, soaring in front of you, high, slowly going down deeper and deeper as you jump up to catch it, and yes, you have it. Returning, going deeper as you come back to me. 7. I throw again. I have just as much fun as you do with this. And as you go deep into the depths to retrieve the ball, you feel yourself become more relaxed and more open. And when you bring the ball to me, you even forget to wake up and you just wait for the next count. 6. It feels easier and easier to go down deep all the way to retrieve the ball. Further and further, deeper and deeper. It's like so far, but it's so fun. When you bring back the ball, you forget to go up at all. So when I count down to 5 and I throw it again, you're zooming behind it deeper and deeper. The ball has landed in such a deep part of your subconscious that you just can't help but forget to think. All you think about is the ball and bringing it back to me. 4. A little bit further again, deeper into your mind. And you forget to go back at all. You didn't realize that I've been walking behind you a little bit as you go deeper and deeper, as you drop further and further. A good little puppy, 3. I throw again, and you're so fast, so deep, you don't even think about how deep you're going to retrieve the ball. Very good. Good puppy. As you return, you can feel my fingers scratch your chin. You've been very good. 2. I throw almost as far as I possibly can, deep into your subconscious. You don't even realize how deep you have to drop just to retrieve it. And it feels so good. You have it in no time at all. And you find me so nearby when you turn around to bring the ball back to me. Good puppy. 1 more throw, and you'll be perfectly deep. 1. I throw the ball far and deep into your subconscious. You run after it, unthinking, completely open, drifting deeper and deeper into your mind. And when you finally have the ball, and you look around, you drop by my command. You drop the ball and your thoughts. Happy little puppies don't have to think about the world. They can let the owner do all the thinking for them. If there's time for a game, the owner will know it. And there's nothing nicer for a pet than to know its place. Just sitting at the owner's feet, listening, obeying, following. And of course, now is a very good time for a puppy to lay at my feet, to just nuzzle my legs and curl up close. You can hear I'm starting the software, picking up the microphone, ready to make a recording. And just before I start, I lean down and I give the puppy some nice scratches behind the ears. Such nice little scratches, you can feel your body shiver with pleasure, your legs twitching a little bit as I scratch so nicely. Good puppy. Now, of course, puppy doesn't understand human speak that well, but that's okay. You can hear the calm, relaxing rhythm of my voice as I record. It feels so easy to listen to. Puppy just drifts away on the intonation and feelings themselves without even having to listen to the words. There is just a wonderful driftiness of words, just a wonderful feeling of relaxation washing over puppy as you listen to me record. As you listen yourself drifting deeper and deeper, you almost fall asleep. But just before you drift away completely, I pet your head. And you don't know if you want to fall deeper, if you want to enjoy it more. You don't open your eyes, but you definitely move your head towards my hand, feeling the petting over your head. My fingers curl around your ears. Good puppy. Such a good pet. You're always so very helpful. So wonderfully calm when I want to record. Maybe I should give puppy a little reward after. But for now, little puppy, just relax. Be a good pet as you feel my hands pet your back, going all the way down your spine. It feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so good to just let the world go and be a good puppy. Puppies don't have to think about the world. Puppies don't have to think any of those big human thoughts. All they care about is just running around the owner, having fun, feeling happy, knowing that they're taken care of. Because the owner takes care of everything. Food, shelter, water, cuddles. Yeah, let's not forget about the cuddles. Puppy has already decided that when owner is done with the recording, puppy is going to climb up, jump on my lap, and beg for a little bit of attention. Of course, the good pet knows that it's okay once I'm done with the recording. But a good puppy behaves until I'm done. And the puppy can listen easily and deeply to my voice. It's like the most comforting sound in the world. Even if you have no idea what the words mean, it feels wonderful to listen to it. In your puppy thoughts, there's no need to think. All there is a need to just happily feel small and protected, wonderfully calm and deep. And as puppy is listening to my voice, you completely forget to think. In fact, you've been drifting away for a little while now, your head resting on my foot, sinking lower and lower. And as you're listening to my words washing over you without meaning or needing to have meaning, my good little puppy is blank. Your head feels so wonderfully happy, so wonderfully calm. And when I pet you, instead of waking up, you go deeper. You feel my hands brushing over your head and you go deeper and deeper. And it feels wonderful to go deeper as a puppy. Soon the recording will be done. And then puppy will be allowed to be back on my lap. Because you're a good pet. You're being very good, following my instructions, listening to me and playing with me. And most of the time, you don't need to do much of anything. You're just happy to run around my feet, listening to the owner work, being happy as the owner comes home. That little happy feeling when you hear the door open, knowing that I'm returning home, ready to give you some good pets, to scratch your chin, to brush all the way down over your back. Yes, they're good thoughts, happy thoughts. Now, does puppy want to play a little game? I'm going to count down, and every count I'm going to throw a ball deep in your subconscious, making you go even deeper. And every time you fetch it as quickly as you can, going deeper and deeper for me, 10. You don't even think about it anymore, 9. You just rush to the ball and bring it back, 8. It happens so smoothly and easily. 7, such a good puppy. 6, feeling my hands pet your head as you return. 5, going deeper and deeper. 4, completely open, warm. 3, just such a good puppy. 2, you're a good, good puppy. scratch your neck and drop. There's a perfect peace when you're a good, happy little puppy. There's a wonderful calm deep inside your mind. As a puppy, there's no need to worry, to think. You can just run around playing games. So in a moment, when I count back up, you're going to feel wonderfully playful. And you can decide how much you want to wake up. Also, with every count, prepare yourself to jump on my lap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, slowly waking, 6, 7 more aware, 8, 9, 10, jump and wake. Good puppy.